Thanks for listening to WYSO on NPR One. I'm April Leslie. Today, Why So Curious takes on a simple question, but one that people may have asked for centuries. It involves a feature familiar to Yellow Springs locals, the actual springs after which the town is named. The local springs inside a preserve called Glen Helen look bright yellowish-orange where the water comes out. So listener Jonathan Kaus, an occasional visitor to the Glen, asked, why are the Yellow Springs yellow? WYSO's Lewis Wallace took a look.
I start by getting the tour from the director of Glen Helen, Nick Budis. We're heading down the big stone steps to the springs. And remember, these are real springs seeping right up from the ground.
We're in an area where the aquifer has enormous pressure on it and water is just coming up all over the place, right? So here we are in Yellow Springs. But you look at the town north of us, Springfield, right? Or Bell Brook to the south of us. I mean, the water's just coming up everywhere.
We go uphill from a creek on a narrow path, and we've arrived at the Yellow Springs, a beautiful yellowish-orange rock formation with the famous tinted water flowing out of it. Budis says local folks actually put these rocks here decades ago.
So you're looking at limestone rock that was stacked around the spring to create the kind of visual effect that we see today.
Sediment from the water has added to the rocks over time, so they're curvy and natural looking. But Budis says long before all this was here, people came here for the water that bubbled up in this spot. Many believed in its healing powers.
They would be enticed here to travel to Yellow Springs by train and drink from the Yellow Springs to be cured of their bilious affections and other health challenges of being a Midwesterner in the 19th century.
19th century realness aside, let's get to the why so curious question at hand.
Why is the Yellow Spring yellow? Well, it has a little bit to do with the magic of chemistry.
This is Wright State chemistry professor Audrey McGowan, who measures the chemistry of the spring every year with her students. She says when the water is underground in the aquifer, untouched by air,
it's clear. It's not orange. It's not yellow. But then the magic of chemistry is that it combines with oxygen in the air and forms what we know as rust.
So that's our answer. The iron in the water hits oxygen, becomes rust, and settles out pretty quickly into that orange-yellow sediment. But it's actually the sediment creating the color. If you put the water in a clear bottle, the iron will cling to the bottle to make it look yellow. McGowan says the iron level in the Yellow Springs is 10 to 100 times more than area wells she's measured.
And it's possible that there's a VUG, V-U-G-G, of iron, which is like a deposit of iron in that area, and that the water dissolves it and that brings up the iron.
Our question asker, Jonathan Kaus, also wanted to know whether the spring is safe to drink. After all, local legend has it that if you drink from the Yellow Springs, you'll always come back. And it's not uncommon to see people taking sips. McGowan says the spring is fairly chemical-free and there's no real danger to the iron levels, but she still has a chemist's answer, not a mystic's one.
It seems very refreshing, but I wouldn't encourage anyone to drink untreated water, just in general. So people do have their pets, and there's a lot of animals in the Glen, and they can make deposits of certain types.
I'm never going to drink that water because I'm not only do I believe in science, but I'm also superstitious.
Well, now that you mention it, we do have a certain faculty member in my department who comments that there must be a lot of lithium in the water because everybody in Yellow Springs is so happy.
On the lithium levels, her professional opinion is that they haven't yet measured for that. For Why So Curious, I'm Lewis Wallace.
I'm just mad about saffron. Oh, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow.